Good evening, everyone. On the way over here this evening, my sister from Texas asked me what the homily was about. I was reluctant to tell her, but I said, "Anything but God." And she said, "Oh, I wouldn't talk about that. You might make people uneasy." Well, I believe that's what the Lord is saying to us today. In wisdom, we, as his followers, as his disciples, should listen. And this gospel can seem very unbearable for many, because here Jesus is not permitting a compromise of any type. For the sake of Jesus, we are to renounce everything, even the dearest of things like our families and our very selves. For us, there is to be no God, but Almighty God Himself. Now, to many, this may seem and sound like religious fanaticism. After all, a little religion is a good thing, we might say, but let's not overdo it. But you know, even a little religion is okay with Satan. Come to Mass, pray occasionally, be nice. Nowadays, it's not cool to speak seriously about Satan. And yet, when we don't speak about him, we are pleasing the Prince of Lies. Why? Because he wants us to compromise. He wants us to be complacent and comfortable just the way we are. The devil is pleased when we conclude that we are pretty good compared to other people in the world who probably don't even believe in God or go to church. Maybe we affirm our belief in God, but allow anything but God to rule our lives. We are busy. Students have schoolwork and activities to deal with. Parents are consumed with raising their families and working hard to pay the bills. Seniors cope with failing health, the passing of a loved one, a spouse, or even a child, and deal with uncertainty about tomorrow. But in our life and in our busyness, we say God loves us. And yes, indeed, God does love us. In fact, this is exactly why the Son of God came among us. This is precisely why Jesus says that no matter how good or how precious other people or other things are, our love for Almighty God must be number one in our lives, must be number one for us. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he knows how hard this is. His love of the Father and his love for all of us, for all of humanity, led him to that cross of Calvary. And yet it is human nature, and it was his human nature to try to avoid the cross. And in fact, when Peter tried to tempt Jesus away from the cross, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." In love, Jesus doesn't mince any words with us either. As he says, "Whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Clearly, Jesus is making it emphatic that the cross is the way, that the cross is our way to salvation. And when it comes to Jesus, there is no room for compromise. Let's not be deceived by the seductive power of lukewarmness. Watch out for that lifestyle that has us very busy, but is leading us to anything and to everything but God. Remember, we are not just called to be a friend and a fan of Jesus. We are called to be his disciples, not just on Sundays, but every single hour and day of the week. And it's not easy, but it is very doable with Jesus, with his Holy Spirit, with the sacraments, and our brothers and sisters to strengthen us, to move us forward. Taking up our cross with Jesus every single day means living, praying regularly, and loving others just as he did, especially when it is hard and uncomfortable, like carrying a cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for calling us to be diligent in loving God above all else, loving our family and caring for others, and yes, loving ourselves is sacrificial love when God is always number one in all that we do. So as we continue this Mass and we prepare for Holy Communion, O Jesus, may your presence within us at communion today unite our crosses with the divine power of your cross. Amen.